Father, we thank you today that every day is a special day. We can come into your house. But we thank you today, Father, that we have a special teaching about how to honor you with our body. Amen. So, John, you come on up and start us off, okay? And live a long, good life. Amen?
Amen.
Remember I told you about the individuals who are free of cancer? And this is the book I use right here. It's God's Creative Power for Healing. Chapter 4 is basically all the scriptures that you have to do. And one section of it says growths, tumors, and arthritis. And that's the ones I went through for them. And they're now cancer-free.
Glory to God.
So we know the Word does, in fact, work. One thing you also need to do when you do that, because a lot of these people don't know you're praying for them, you put down any words they may say that's contrary to what you're saying over them in the name of Jesus, so that it'll actually start working. Even though they may say something contrary to it, you've already worked against, said prayers about that, so that takes care of that situation. Okay. Well, Carla went on a 21-day trip with her. With a friend on an 18-wheeler, and while she was gone, I was in her living room watching the Believer's Voice of Victory Network, and I was playing ball and fetch and cat with a dog, and I was listening to a ministry I don't normally listen to. I just had it on, so I was just kind of listening to it, kind of halfway, and I was throwing the ball to the dog It was Nicole and David Crank's church. I think it's Faith Life Church in St. Louis, Missouri. And as I was going ready to go into the next room to get a ball to throw for, she said these words: "You do not have a physical problem. You have a spiritual problem."
Mm.
And I just stopped. And I felt, I know you heard it here. I heard it here in my gut. I thought, whoa, what'd she say? Eventually, I stopped altogether of even, playing with the dog for a while, because I thought, wait a minute, she's saying something here. But what we got to realize is that this spiritual world that this physical world we have was created by the spiritual world.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to turn there, because you're familiar with these all together. But in Genesis 1:2 and all the rest of the verses, it says, God said, God said, God said, God said, God said. Well, he used his words to be able to create everything that's in this world. He created the physical world through words.
Amen.
And also in Hebrews 11:3, it says, by faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. So the things which were seen were not made of things which are visible. So a lot of ministers have actually read that and said, well, the world was created out of nothing. But that's not the case. It was created by the force of faith, by the words of God that God spoke. And then she said something, she said this: what you look at most is what you have faith in. If you're looking at that sickness that's operating in your body, and you have more faith in that sickness to kill you than you have in God
to heal you,
then that's what's going to happen. Also, if anything comes against you, like any physical problem, any financial problem, if you have that more faith in that than you have God, then you have more faith in that, and that's what's going to happen, going to come to pass in your life. And really, any problems you come against, the closer you get to God, the smaller that obstacle becomes.
Mm-hmm.
Because of course, that's the other way too. The further you get away from God, the bigger that obstacle is going to look.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Most of what I'm going to speak of is from Mark 11. It It's a very familiar speech. I think Brother Hagin, Kenneth E. Hagin, spoke on this more than he did anybody else. And they said, mm-hmm. Why do you teach this so much? He says, because you haven't got it yet. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, ain't that what a teacher does? Mm-hmm. Teach it.
So this is the way, 11:22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith, or have the faith of God who is love. For surely I say to whoever says this mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says to be done, he will have whatever he says. Mm-hmm. As you notice, Jesus put more emphasis on the word say than he does believe. They will go back to words again. Therefore I say to you, the things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. So if there's anything in your life that you don't want in your life, this is what you have to do. He says, I say to you, whatever says this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea. And do not doubt in your heart. So if you have any obstacles in your life, that's what you're supposed to do with them. And if you want anything in your life, this is what you have to do. You have to do not doubt in your heart, but believe those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. So we have to have faith in God that it's going to take place. Also, we have to be, what she says we have to do is we have to be mountain movers. You notice it doesn't say God's going to move that mountain for you. He says you are the one who moves the mountain. And you say it, of course, we go back to we do it with words. Faith is believing what God said he has already done in your life. And through grace, everything that you need and everything you ever need in your life is already provided. The only way you can get it, though, is by faith. Yes. Okay. Your faith will not work if you have unforgiveness in your life. Because if you're doing that, you're actually walking out of love. Mm-hmm. And we see that Jesus put a lot of emphasis on forgiveness and healing. Let's go to Mark 2 and verses 3 through 12. Then they came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they had come near to him because of the crowd, could not come to him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. And a lot of people have taught that this was Jesus' house that he was at. So they uncovered the roof of his house. So when you have broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven you. Mm-hmm. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoned in their hearts, why did this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But immediately when Jesus was perceived in his heart spirit that they reasoned thus with themselves, he said to them, why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise and take your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take your bed, and go to your house. Immediately he rose, took up his bed, and went to the presence in the presence of them all, so that all who were amazed and glorified God, saying, we have never seen anything like this. So we see there's a correlation between forgiveness, the same power that it uses to forgive, mm-hmm. also is healed.
Amen.
Now we go to James 5:15. Uh, Actually, the title of my talk is Faith, Say, and Forgive.
Faith, Say, and Forgive.
Okay. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. There's forgiveness and healing together.
That's right.
Because we know from Hebrews 11:6, we cannot please God without faith. So we have to have faith in order to get anything done in this world. Okay. If you feel that you have failed in any way, in your confessions or in your praying and all that, continue to stand on the Word of God. Galatians 6:9. From the Amplified. And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at an appointed season we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faith. Jerry Savelle equates that to British saying, do not quit.
Do not quit.
Do not quit. There were some young men in a British classroom, and they were told that a very famous man was coming to talk to them and to get their notebook paper out and pencils and all that, because he was going to talk to them. And then in walks Winston Churchill. And he said very simply, never, never, never quit. Repeat that after me, please.
Never quit.
And that's the way we need to do when we're praying and all that, because we've got to do these things until we see the answer.
Amen.
Kenneth W. Hagin put it this way, I will not be defeated and I will not quit.
Amen.
As I said last week, the thing you need to do not do is if you've laid hands on somebody and immediately nothing happens and you turn away from that person and say, well, I guess it didn't work. Because when you do anything like that, when you pray or you lay hands on somebody, in the spiritual world, something happens.
Amen.
And it will continue happening as long as you continue to praise and thinking that has happened. But the first time you say anything contrary to that, you've just negated the whole thing, and everything just comes to a complete and utter stop. And some people get the idea that maybe things aren't happening or things aren't working right because God doesn't love me enough. But turn to John 17:23. Jesus said, these letters are in red. I and them and you and me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know this, that you have sent me and you have loved them as you have loved me. Well, a lot of people probably look at that and say, well, okay, he's talking to the apostles there. He's praying for the apostles. But look up about three more verses back up in John 17:20. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. That you may know that as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that you may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. So yes, he loves you enough that he can take care of everything that's going to go on in your life. Now let's show, you know how that was, as I said, the most important thing that we need to do is to love. Mm-hmm. Because faith works by love.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith will not work if you do not love. So what I did is I took 1 Corinthians 3, 4 through 8, and I put it personally. Now if there's anything in this that I'm going to get ready to say mm-hmm. that you have problems with, you need to sit there and kind of write it down on a 3x5 card or something, and you put it around places where you can see it. Because Billy Brim talked about the fact she had problems with problems. I think one of the ones was, I'll not be fretful. Let's see if I can find it here. Long and never face any problem. I will not act becomingly. Let's see. Well. I'm not touchy, fretful, or resentful. That's what she said. And she said that was one of her problems. She said her husband came in one time and she was fixing some kind of soup. And he said, well, my mother doesn't fix, you know, my mother fixes soup better than this. She went over to the 3x5 card on that end of the counter and said, I will not be touchy, fretful, or resentful. And so one day she fixed some chili and cornbread for her husband. And so she sat down at the table and said, well, where's the crackers? And she didn't have a cracker in the house nowhere. And so she went over to the cupboard again and went and said, I'm not touchy, fretful, or resentful. And so she went to the store. We had to go to the store and pick up crackers. And so when she came back, she felt this love of God swell up in her because she had went to there and got the crackers for him. So if you read anything in here and you have any problems with it, that's what you need to do is put it down. And so every time you get those feelings, you can sit there and go through that again and have the love of God rise up
Amen.
In you. I endure long and I am patient and kind. I'm never envious or bowl over with jealousy. I'm not boastful or vainglorious. I not display myself haughtily. I'm not conceited, arrogant, inflated with pride. I'm not rude, unmannerly, and do not act unbecomingly. I do not insist on my own rights or my own way.
Mm.
I'm not self-seeking. I'm not touchy, fretful, or resentful.
Mm.
I take no account of an evil done to me, pays no attention to a suffered wrong. I do not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but I rejoice when right and truth prevail. I bear up in anything and everything that comes. I'm ever ready to believe the best of every person.
Wow.
I'm faithless under all circumstances without weakening. I never fail. But see, if you have no love, then you have no faith. If you have no faith, you have no grace.
Wow.
And you don't ever want to be in that kind of situation.
Wow. Glory to God. So we would do well to take that passage and 1 Corinthians, write it down and keep it in front of us all the time and make that confession over ourselves. And
so
like John said.
What scripture was that though? 1 Corinthians 3,
4
through
8.
What's that?
Yeah, 4 through 8a. Actually, it's the first little part of 8.
3
through 8. I took this out of the Amplified, but I took that out of. So.
Not
13,
right?
1 Corinthians
it is
13.
Okay.
It's 13.
13, yeah.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. The love chapter.
Right, the love chapter.
13, 4 to 8.
So we can't just say if we follow a few of those and don't follow all of them, then the love of God has not been perfected in us.
Right.
We can't pick and choose. Like, it's okay for me to be rude.
Right.
But I'm, because I don't have pride.
Right. That's right.
No, we can't do that. It's okay for me to fret about something because, I'm not rude. No, I have to, all of them.
All
if the love of God's perfected in me, then I fulfill all of them because of Christ in me.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
And Shirley, as you're coming up, that reminds me of something Watchman Nee says. he was visiting a missionary's house. And the missionary said, "Brother Nee, pray for me. I'm losing my patience with my children." He said, "Sister, that's a prayer that God will not answer." And she said, "What? Do you mean I've gone too far that God will not forgive me? Is that an unforgivable sin?" He said, "No, you don't need more patience. You need more of Christ. You need more of the life in Christ in you. When you are walking out the life of Christ in you, you have the patience."
That's for sure.
Amen. Thank you, John. That was good. That was good.
That was really good.
That was rich.
Really good. Can we have questions now, or we have to wait for this?
Let's wait to the end, if you don't mind. Okay.
That was really good. Yeah. Okay. Let me try to make this quick, simply because the more that I studied, the more I realized that we needed to know. It was mind-blowing to me. Okay. So I just call this health, food, and supplements. Disclaimer, they always tell you before you start taking supplements or whatever, check with your physician.
Yes.
I will say this, though. Physicians don't, normal doctors, the regular doctors, don't study supplements and stuff like that. They study your body. They study chemicals. They study medicine. So when you go to them and you say, "Well, I think that this works for me," or whatever, they kind of they don't like it. So I want to say that each of us is responsible for our own body and our own health. Okay, because that's the way it is. I believe in doctors, okay, but the doctor is not the ultimate authority in your life. Okay, I believe in the government, but the government does a lot of things that, for people to make money. A lot of laws are made because this senator, I'll use South Carolina, if it had to do with tobacco and you come from the tobacco part of the land, you say, you know, you get laws passed so we can do tobacco, right?
Yeah.
So you know that's not good for you, but that's good for your constituents in your thing. So you have to understand it's just you. You need to seek the Lord. You need to remember. Years ago, our grandparents and great-grandparents used to go in the yard, pull up some weeds. Don't ask me what they were. I don't know. Pull up some weeds, boil them, make you drink them, and you got well. Okay? That was the natural stuff back then. Praise the Lord. Anna, can you hand me that bag there, please? Okay. My first statement is, thank you. My first statement is, you are what you eat, they ate.
They ate?
You are what you eat, they ate. Okay, let me explain that.
Yeah.
Okay. You eat a piece of beef. What did the beef eat? You are what you eat, they ate. Yeah. So if they're feeding the beef slop,
you
and feces and stuff like that, you're eating exactly what they ate. Okay? Think of it in terms of a mother who breastfeeds. If you ever breastfed, when you eat something that's acidic, chocolatey, tomatoey, and then your baby starts crying, that's because even though it came out of you as milk, they actually got the effects of what you ate. That is mind-blowing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to talk first about antioxidants, ORAC scores, free radicals, and oxidative stress. I would walk around in Whole Foods and, you know, they would have these things up that says ORAC. I have no clue what that was, but I was studying. You know, we hear a lot about antioxidants, but do we know what they are? Okay, so antioxidants are any substance that prevents cell damage caused by oxidation in the body. So they tell you to eat more antioxidants foods, right? So we need to know what they are. They fight cell damage in the body. ORAC, I would walk, like I said, Whole Food. That is it means oxygen radical absorbance capacity. That's a technique that they use to measure the total antioxidant capacity of a food. Some foods are more antioxidant rich than others. Remember, you need the antioxidants to fight the free radicals in your body. Free radicals are molecules that contain an unpaired electron, which makes them unstable and highly reactive. So electrons should be in pairs, and then you get these free radicals that's going in there and just kind of wrecking havoc in your body. Okay? Stick with me. It's a little science-y. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So where do these free radicals come from? We know that oxygen is an essential element for life, and every cell in the body requires it for cellular metabolism. Mm-hmm. During cellular metabolism, cells use oxygen to convert food into a form of energy mm-hmm. that the body can use. Cellular metabolism is the only source, is not. Cellular metabolism is not the only source of free radicals. Free radicals generate and are generated by things in our body. Inflammation, stress, illnesses, and aging. Hazardous environmental sources such as pollution, toxic metals, alcohol, cigarette smoke, radiation, industrial chemicals, and medications expose us to free radicals. This is like, okay. So completely avoiding free radicals is neither possible nor desired. At low concentration, free radicals are beneficial to the human body. Your immune system uses them to help defend against pathogens. As in all things, we need a proper balance of proper balance is critical, and problems begin when free radicals are wildly out of balance. When free radicals overwhelm your body, it leads to oxidative stress, which is the oxidative damage that results from an imbalance between the free radicals and your body's store of antioxidants. Okay, so when our body goes into oxidative stress, it contributes to degenerative conditions such as arthritis, inflammation, heart disease, hypertension. Where's all this stuff coming from? We need a balance in our body. We need to be aware of what we're putting in our body. Now, if you eat a lot of antioxidants, taking antioxidants, okay, that they lead to longevity and overall health, taking a lot of antioxidants. They slow the sign of aging, including the skin, the eyes, the tissue joints, and brains. They reduce cancer risks. They detox. It gives you detoxification support, possibly a longer lifespan. It protects against heart disease and stroke and leads to less risk of cognitive problems such as dementia and Alzheimer's and stuff. Okay? This is not my thing. A lot of this I looked up online, so I'm not taking credit for it. Okay. The power of antioxidants against free radicals. Free radicals ravish through your body looking for an electron to steal or give away. And they aren't picky. Free radicals need pairs of electrons in order to be stable. And they frantically seek molecules to achieve this. So free radicals will take or leave an electron, whether it's available or not, including those in your DNA molecules, proteins, and fats. Antioxidants stop free radical damage to molecules by accepting or donating an electron to make it stable. Remember, free radicals were, think about being free. We think of free, you know what I'm saying? And people say, I want to be free. Free people do a lot. They think freedom is being able to do what you want to do. It's the wrong definition of freedom. That's what I should say. Okay. Antioxidants are unique in that they remain stable when they donate an electron. So we need antioxidants in our bodies. I'm just going to mention some foods that you can look. A lot of this you can look up online under Dr. Axe. Great resource. Okay. Goji berries, wild blueberries. Goji Berries has 25,000 ORAC score, has a 25,000. I'm just throwing that out there because I told you what ORAC was. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dark chocolate has 20. Yeah, Carmen looked up. Dark chocolate has 21,000 ORAC score. And artichoke has 9,400. Cilantro has 5,100. Mm-hmm. Pecans have 17,000. At 17,000 ORAC score. Okay. And there are also a lot of antioxidant herbs like clove and cinnamon and oregano, turmeric, cocoa, cumin, parsley, basil, ginger, and thyme. You can look up and find out what those are. That's all I'm going to say about that.
So they're good for the body.
Please, would you repeat that list again? Please. Please.
Okay. It was goji berries. It was wild blueberries.
Okay.
Goji berries.
Dark chocolate. Oh, okay. Goji is G-O-J-I. I think that's how you say it.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Artichoke. Elderberries.
Elderberries.
Kidney beans. Cranberries. Blackberries. And cilantro. That was Dr. Axe's top 10 high antioxidant food list. And then he gave you... Also, if you look him up, he will give you some of the spices that are very high in antioxidants. Dr. Axe, A-X-E. Dr. Axe. He's a homeopath.
Yeah, I looked him up because I kept saying, well, is he a real doctor? You have to be careful.
Right.
And I did go and look, and he is a doctor in the health and nutrition area. He actually is a doctor in that area to some of our Olympic stars.
Yes.
So, in these areas, the man knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. But go on. If there's a minute, I'll say more.
Okay. So, that's Dr. X. Tell a lot of stuff from Dr. X. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's look at probiotics, benefits, foods, and supplements. Probiotics hold the key not just to better health and a stronger immune system, but also to treating digestive issues, mental health illnesses, and neurological disorders. Yeah. Probiotics benefits begin in the gut, your digestive tract. Your digestive tract and your gut is such a large part, your digestive system of our body, that it has been called the second brain. Okay. Notice when you get upset, for a lot of people, where do you feel it at first? You think and you, whether it's, you know, you feel, you know, it starts, it goes to the gut. Okay. So it's been called the second brain. That's why there's such an impact on our body. Okay. They say that 60 to 70 million Americans are affected by digestive diseases, which leads to a large array of other things. It all starts. They say if you would get this right,
everything else
would fall into place. A lot of things would fall into place. So your health begins in your gut. Okay, what are probiotics? They are bacteria that line your digestive tract and support your body's ability to absorb nutrients and fight infection. There are actually 10 times more probiotics in your gut than cells in your body. Okay? The good bacteria, now remember, they are good bacteria. They are responsible for producing vitamin B12, crowding out bad bacteria, yeast, and fungi. They create enzymes that destroy the harmful bacteria in our body. We are actually a big ball of bacteria. It's whether or not you have more good than bad and what you put in to feed the good as opposed to the bad. We are what we eat, they ate. Okay. So if you don't have enough probiotics, the side effects can include digestive disorders such as skin issues, autoimmune disease, okay? Historically, now why is this important in this day and age? Historically, we had plenty of probiotics in our diets from eating fresh foods from good soil and by fermenting our foods to keep them from spoiling in days past. Yeah. You remember our grandparents and stuff, they didn't have all of the things that they have diagnosed today, right? It wasn't, they didn't. But remember, they had their own garden. They didn't have food that was sprayed with pesticides and all that. They grew their own stuff. The soil was good. It had nutrients in it. Because everything God made was good. It's when you deplete the soil and add the pesticides and all that into it, and then we eat that chemicals. We've eaten the chemicals that they've added to the food. You go to the doctor. The doctor gives you another chemical to override the chemical. It's just crazy. I mean, that's what I was thinking as I was studying this. You get a chemical, you eat a chemical, then you go to the doctor. He gives you another chemical. That's what medicine is. I'm not saying our medicine is bad. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just telling you how it works. Man made. They made it. It wasn't made by God. Soil was made by God. When we treat the soil right, we get the nutrients that God wants us to get. We don't suffer the consequences of eating the stuff that man made. Okay. So, by adding more probiotic foods into your diet, you could see some of the following probiotic benefits. A stronger immune system, improved digestion, increased energy from production of vitamin B12, better breath because probiotics destroy candida. Okay, healthier skin, since probiotics naturally treat eczema. Okay, thank you. Healing from leaky gut syndrome. That is a major thing that leads to sicknesses. Leaky gut syndrome. Dr. Axe actually has a whole book about this. And he said if we would get our gut healed and eat more dirt, but he's talking about dirt, like the dirt, the soil that God put in, you know, you get the dirt on your food. But it was it from the good soil, not the dirt we just go out there and eat. That would help us to heal the leaky gut syndrome. Okay. Top 7 probiotic killers that kill the probiotics in your body. Prescriptions, antibiotics. You know. Sugar. Don't say nothing to me. Sugar. Sugar. Tap water.
Tap water.
Well, you know, they put all that treatment stuff in it. Yeah. Okay. GMO foods. GMOs I'm going to talk about next, which is genetically modified organisms. Okay. Grains. Emotional stress.
Grains.
Emotional stress. And chemicals and medications.
You're going fast. And even the water, you better watch you drinking.
Well, there is a water that you can drink, or you know, you can do your own water, you know, or whatever. Okay? Let me pull out some of my flames. Alkaline water is good for you. It's good for you. Okay. Now, so in order to improve the gut flora balance, make sure to avoid probiotic killers. We're exposed to many of these foods, toxins, and stresses on a daily basis. Think of all the sugar we eat. Everything you eat. Everything you eat, from the tomato sauce to whatever, is packed with sugar. If you really start looking, you say, well, drink juice. Juice has about 36 grams of sugar. Do you know how many teaspoons of sugar that is? 9. There's 4 grams 4 grams to a teaspoon. So when you pick up a drink, you go and get a soda, and it tells you it has 54 grams of sugar. You divide that by 4 and think of how many teaspoons, and that, wait a minute now, that's 54 grams of sugar per serving. And remember, you get those 20-ounce sodas, right? So you got two and a half servings, so you done took in 100 and something grams of sugar, which is sugar off the chart. Okay. And that, they say in the health world, that sugar is more addictive than cocaine. Because you tell people about eating sugar, they think because we are Christians and we're not taking drugs, sugar is your drug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then threw down the pen. Sugar is your drug. Because we say, we say, you know,
you know,
yeah, we do love sugar.
So sweet.
Watch your confession.
Wait a minute.
Sweet.
I don't love sugar. But let's, Miss Kathy said we need to watch our confession. Mm-hmm. Okay? We're going to do better. John just talked about how our words affect what we say. When we know better,
we do better. That's right.
You can start cutting at a low, you know, you just start cutting.
But it's a process.
It is a process. It's just like drugs.
The processed sugar is the bad one.
It is. And that's even, that's when you talk about the processed foods and the GMOs and all that. But sugar, I mean, think about it. High fructose corn syrup. Okay, that is like, look at your foods and see how many of your foods that's in. Okay, it's in your lasagna.
It's in everything.
Okay, anyway, okay, we're going to get off the sugar for a minute. Okay. Now, we got stuck, right? Probiotic benefits are that they boost your immune system. They prevent and treat urinary tract infections. Okay. They may reduce cold and flus. Flu and colds. They treat kidney stones. They treat colic, gum disease, colitis, liver disease. It may even battle cancer, manage autism, help lower your cholesterol, fight bacteria that cause ulcers, improve acne, and you could possibly lose weight.
Well, that's true.
Okay. So.
What she said, well, that's true.
Yes, you got a
That's true. Okay. Okay. How probiotics work. Your gut contains both beneficial and harmful bacteria. Digestive experts agree that the balance of gut flora, good bacteria, should be approximately 85% good bacteria and only 15% bad bacteria. Okay. Let's talk about some probiotics. And if someone would get the kombucha. Would be the time.
Kombucha.
Which would be the time to taste
kombucha.
It? Kombucha.
Carmen, will you get the kombucha out of the refrigerator, please?
Okay. So, the top 10 probiotic foods, and we're not familiar with all of these. Some of them you may be. Kefir. That's this right here. It's a cultured low-fat milk that has been fermented. This is very, very good probiotic. I just recently started that probiotic.
Okay.
I just recently. This says somebody want to pour it so they can.
You
want
to wait to the end?
Okay, great to the end.
Sample that wants to sample.
Okay, so this is kefir. It's a cultured low-fat milk in the form of a smoothie, kind of like yogurt.
Okay. Where'd you get that?
You can get this. I got this at Food Lion.
Oh.
Okay. See, it says probiotic, and it's 99% lactose free. So even though I am lactose intolerant, I can my body can handle this. Okay.
It's like milk.
It is. It's kind of like a yogurt milk. It's thick. It's kind of like a smoothie.
Expensive or no?
That bottle was $3 or something. Yeah, but
what do you drink this for? Like for breakfast?
You could.
Throughout the day?
And yes, it comes in flavors. It does come in flavors like blueberries and strawberries. Mm-hmm. But what I do with it, I use it in my morning smoothie.
Okay.
That's one way that I can get it into my system.
You prefer better milk.
Well, I prefer the plain, and then I put it in my smoothie and then add all my flavors to it. Okay. Because it could be, of course, there's more sugar in the ones that got the flavor in it. The other thing is, I'm going to say this, that, I just started buying it, that does not appear to be organic. So if you really want to go good, you want to try to do organic. Okay. Kefir, this is top 10 probiotic foods. Kefir, sauerkraut, kimchi.
Wow.
I like it too.
I've never tried kimchi.
Sauerkraut, kimchi, it's good for you.
Yeah, good for you. Coconut kefir, which that comes in coconut, that's the regular milk. I don't know what this is, but it says natto. It's some kind of Japanese stuff. Don't ask me. N-A-T-T-O. Yogurt. There's another drink called kvass. K-V-A-S. Okay. That's a probiotic. Miso. And they say the Japanese have a bowl of miso soup in the morning to jumpstart their day. Miso is a Japanese soup.
How do you spell that?
M-I-S-O.
Okay.
Okay. Kombucha, that we were talking about. Okay. And raw cheese.
Raw cheese.
Now.
Raw cheese.
Raw. This is what it said.
All the raw things are mostly going to be live. It's like
Live culture. Right,
live
or that.
Culture's in that.
The live culture. Right, you need the live culture.
It's the live.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, so this is fermented, was it black tea or something?
Black tea and green tea, yes.
Fermented black and green tea. This is a good probiotic. Okay.
This is mango. Is that
That's the flavor. Mm-hmm. Flavor. Okay. Okay. If you start drinking kombucha. Right. Make sure you get a raw kombucha.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because if it has been pasteurized and heated, it kills all the good stuff in it.
Can you explain what kombucha is?
What is kombucha?
Like, what is it?
Yeah, she just said that.
It's a fermented black and green tea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Fermented.
Okay.
Yeah, it has a little fizz to it.
You can pass that around, Noelle. Pass that bottle around.
It kind of tastes like apple cider vinegar a little bit. It has a hint of apple cider vinegar.
The other thing is, if you're not going to drink kombucha, I take also a raw probiotic. You can take your probiotics by, in capsules.
And why are you buying all of this?
I get a lot of my stuff from, Garner's Natural Life on Trenum Road, Trenum Plaza.
Okay.
Okay. Or I get my information from them, and then, you know, you can go online, however you want to do it. No, this is capsules.
Okay, this is capsules.
90 vegetarian capsules. So I couldn't exactly figure out how to get the kombucha into my diet with trying to drink the smoothie and drink some water and all that. So I take the raw, or I use the kefir in my smoothie. So then you just have to figure out how you're going to get that stuff in there.
Yeah.
Okay. So a probiotic supplement. And I understand that Dr. Axe also put out a good one, but that one that I showed you, he also recommended that one.
What's the daily supply you should have in your intake every day of that?
Kombucha?
Of any of those?
The capsules will tell you how many you need to take.
Okay.
I'm not sure of the kombucha.
Eight to 16 ounces a day.
8 to 16 ounces a day. Me and Carmen were talking about that.
Is 14. Our two favorites are Hum and the brand that's called GT.
These two brands.
That one is a 16 ounce bottle.
Right, so you don't need the whole, you don't have to drink the whole bottle.
You can drink that bottle in 2 days.
Yeah.
How many ounces?
8 to 16 ounces a day. Yes. I drink a bottle in a day, I drink 3 to 5 bottles a week. So if you break that down, I'm pretty much drinking 8 ounces a day.
Yeah.
And what does the kombucha help? You probably already said that, but there's...
It's one of the probiotics.
Okay.
Okay, it's one of the best probiotics.
Now, the sugar in this, what type of sugar is this? Because it has 6 grams of sugar, but it's got...
Yeah, 6 grams, though, is very low.
Yeah, and I think... You know, I
it says it's organic sugar.
That's probably organic sugar.
It's kind of like a natural
sugar. It is organic.
Oh, it's definitely natural. Nothing they put in there.
Processed.
Yes, right. Okay. Yeah. So, and some of it probably comes from the fruit, right? The fruit and stuff. Okay. So, let's go on to GMOs really quick.
Yes.
Okay. Another statement. Food is medicine, and it shouldn't be poison.
That's right.
Your food should not poison you. Mm-hmm. Okay. GMOs have been linked to tumors, allergies, and early death. GMO means a genetically modified organism. It's when a gene from one organism is purposely moved to another organism in a lab. Now, does that sound anything like it's God-made?
No.
When a gene from one organism is purposely moved to another organism in a lab, and then it's injected in your food.
Wow.
Okay? So, the health concern with GMOs is when you eat GMO food, genetically modified organism food, with it, it increases your allergies. It increases your antibiotic resistance. You wonder why they said they need to come up with more antibiotics? Because they're putting antibiotics in your food, feeding it to the animals and the crops and stuff. Then you're eating that food. Then when they give you an antibiotic from the doctor to help you, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because now they say you got a super bug. Yeah. I guess you did. Yeah. You done got all your antibiotics after the food you ate. Yeah. And then they want to give it to you in the medicine. Yeah. And it doesn't work.
Right. They can't talk or nothing.
They can't. It's a problem that we as people, men, have created.
Yeah.
Okay? It creates problems. GMO food creates problems with the endocrine system, which is a collection of glands that secrete your hormones.
Mm.
So, you know, it disorders of the reproductive system. That's why you have more people that's unable to conceive.
Wow.
More people that's unable to conceive. It increases, GMOs increases, in your aging system. You age faster because you're eating all this unreal food. That's the only way I can put it.
Unhealthy.
And it contributes to cancerous tumor growth.
Wow.
Look at how that has increased in our time. The largest producer of today's genetically modified foods is a company called Monsanto. Roundup, those things that, okay? Monsanto is the largest producer today of genetically modified foods like corn, soy, and granola. And there are even companies working to produce genetically modified salmon and cattle.
Wow.
Gross. While the list of GMOs is undoubtedly growing, the most commonly found GMO foods that we must be aware of is corn, soy, corn, soy, granola, alfalfa, and sugar beets. If you're buying any of the above foods and the label doesn't say organic or non-GMO, you can be fairly certain the food is GMO food. Other foods that may also be GMO or have GMO residue include cottonseed oil, non-organic dairy, and papaya.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, that's
papaya.
What it's called. Papaya.
Say it again. I'm sorry. I missed
it. Other foods that also, that may also be GMO or have the GMO residue include cottonseed oil, non-organic dairy, and papaya. The benefits of GMO foods are that they can be grown. This is their thing. In less than optimal soil. They do the GMO so they can grow it in an unhealthy soil because they have depleted. You know, in the Bible, they were supposed to work the land so many years and then they were supposed to let the land rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was so the land would replenish with the things that God put in it. But if you don't replenish the land, what are you getting? You're just growing food in dirt that has no minerals, no nutrients, and you're eating food, and that also has been said to contribute to our weight gain problem in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. Now, so, you know, because you're eating more food, but it's not filling you. Okay? So, he says avoid GMO foods, avoid all foods with corn, granola, and soy. Look for and buy food that are labeled GMO free. Shop for organic foods. Now, I find this really interesting. In the United States, unfortunately, there's no mandatory labeling laws for genetically GMOs or GE, which is genetically engineered foods, exist in the United States, even though England, France, Germany, New Zealand, Switzerland, China, Indonesia, and over 25 other countries require labeling of genetically engineered foods. And in many countries, they are banned. England, Japan, Brazil, Norway, India, and Thailand, they ban GMO foods. We are the only one that not only won't ban it, we have laws that won't let them label it so you don't know what you're eating.
Wow, that's sad.
Because Monsanto has people up there, lobbyists, because they got enough money to do it, to say, no, we can't pass these laws. They don't want us to know.
That's just one company. They call them the Big Six. There's more than that. Dow Chemicals.
Yeah,
Bayer,
Bayer. That's right. That's right. You're absolutely right. If you stop buying them, you know we are responsible for our system. Okay, enough on GMOs. You get the picture. Okay, I got this from Carmen, but I looked this up and I found this really interesting. Carmen, tilapia is worse than bacon.
Wow. Yeah, the way, especially farm raised.
Tilapia, it's bad.
Farm raised tilapia, yeah.
That's right. Fish can either be one of the best foods for you or detrimental to your health depending on where it's sourced. There's a world of difference between a fish that is caught in the wild versus farm bred or farm raised fish.
Okay.
The most common farm raised fish are salmon, tilapia, catfish, sea bass, and cod.
Cod.
Cod. Okay.
Cod is what you have a McDonald's on.
And the reason that farm-raised fish is bad for you, they raise them in these tanks or whatever, and it's easy for them to catch disease, so they have to get a lot of antibiotics and stuff into the fish to keep them from catching disease, and then they just sell it to you. So if you go to a restaurant, I was telling this to my daughter because she likes to eat fish, and she said, well, Mom, I knew that. She said, if you go to a restaurant and you can get a piece of salmon for like $8, it's probably farm raised. Okay? When you go to a restaurant and they said market price, it's probably right out from the wild. Because they have to, it's going to cost you, but it is fresh fish. It's got the nutrients that you need. The reason that tilapia farming and fish farming is dangerous to your health, recent studies have found that farm-raised tilapia may cause more inflammation. Hello, Shirley.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Farm-raised salmon may have at least 10 times the amount of cancer-causing organic pollutants compared to the wild variety of salmon. Farm-bred fish have been found to have high concentrations of antibiotics and pesticides. Farm-bred fish also have lower levels of healthy nutrients. You're eating empty food. Dibutylene levels, a chemical used in PVC plastic, is said to be 6 times higher in farm-raised mussels compared to the wild ones. What are we eating?
Plastic. It sounds like.
Okay. And dioxin levels are 11 times higher in farm-bred salmon compared to wild salmon. Dioxin is, you know, one of them chemicals you don't want to be eating. It's actually a very toxic chemical that contributes to cancer and other complications. Okay. So, just something for you to think about. When you order that fish, where did it come from?
I don't even want to eat no
more. I have to tell you, I was thinking that. I'm telling you the truth. That's how I felt when I was doing this.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to eat?
Yeah.
You want to go to a restaurant and enjoy. You can. And the thing about it is that, you know, no, beef can be good for you. Overall, it's not. But if that cattle is raised on good corn, good food,
right.
And like Shirley said, what did it eat? Then it can be okay for me.
But we don't know
what the heck they're feeding the stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
We don't know. I'm always let me let you finish.
No, you're right. So I'm riding sometime and I'm really hungry and I pass 100 restaurants and I can't think of one thing that I want to eat because it's like I might as well go home and at least fix something that I know what's in it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're right.
And I'm always telling Robert.
You still don't know what you eat when you buy something.
Yeah, but if there's a difference. If you go somewhere like Old Timey Meat Market, you can find meat that's more
organic, even if it ain't organic, but it's
grain fed.
Grain fed, no hormones.
Think of the chicken you buy at Food Lion. It's injected with salt solution. That's to make it stay in that case for 10 days.
Preservative.
Yeah. When you go somewhere like Old Timey, they just have the plain meat. That's all they do.
Okay. And if you look too, their portions are smaller.
Because they didn't
but they're supposed to be.
They are.
A breast is not supposed to be that big.
Like a whole chicken, you're right.
Why is that chicken breast so big? It's like my nephew says, when it's big, I don't want it. That meat has got all that junk in it. My chicken breast shouldn't be much larger than my hand.
You're right.
That wing's supposed to be that big. That wing is not supposed to be as big as my hand.
I got an answer for you. You're right about that. And that's why people like, say, businesses like churches, people go there. My husband's one of them. But I'm saying, you know, you go there and you get the big piece of churchy chicken. It ain't nothing but grease.
That's right.
And and junk. It's nothing. There's nothing. What are you eating? Okay, let's go on.
That's why it gives you something else when you say your grace.
You say your grace, but if you gotta do better when you know better, brother.
Let's keep on going.
When you think it is, when they tell you it is.
Yeah, you do.
Your grace.
They investigated the food market.
True food.
You know how they put the food out there and it looks nice, the meat?
Right.
They took meat markets and they were actually going and taking, let's say it's been out there too long.
Right.
And they mark it down.
Right.
They take it and regrind it with good meat.
Right.
And put blood on it.
Right. And color it
to make it look pretty again and repackage it and put it back out there. And they were testing this meat and finding out that it was full of all kind of bacterias and then you wonder why you go home and you eat, wow, I don't feel good. You just ate something that's bad.
You know, we'll make our own decision. Important, I just want to tell you some important benefits of magnesium because I found this to be very, very helpful in my life. Okay, I went to, when we had a compound in Lugoff, I went there because I would use him, Mr. Dr. Charlie, whatever his name was, Smith. And I was telling him I was having cramps. And what do I take? And he said magnesium. Mm-hmm. So magnesium is good for cramps.
Okay.
But it also helps increase your energy. Magnesium supplements will calm your nerves.
Uh-huh.
They will help you fall asleep and treat insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with digestion by relieving constipation.
Amen.
It relieves muscle aches and spasms.
Milk
and
mag.
And the Lord revealed that to me when I was having problems with my back and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, what do I need to take? Because I stopped taking Tylenol and Aleve and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he said, take more magnesium. And it worked. I have not had to take it. Okay? It regulates the level of calcium and potassium in your system. It's important for heart health. It prevents migraine headaches.
Yeah.
And it helps relieve osteoporosis. That is some of the benefits of magnesium. I'm coming to a close. I promise.
Okay.
I have a problem with, I don't have a problem. The doctor said that my cholesterol is a little out of whack. So I've never had to, but I haven't had to take medicine. So what I do is I go and find natural stuff to try to take to regulate my cholesterol. Okay? And so one of the things that I take for cholesterol is a product called red yeast rice.
I've heard of that.
Red yeast rice is supposed to be a good thing to help lower your cholesterol. As a matter of fact, some of the natural stuff, they use it in the medicines that they make. Mm. You just have to know what it is. Okay? So fish oil will help lower your cholesterol. Mm-hmm. 1,000 milligrams to 2,000 milligrams daily.
Mm-hmm.
CQ10 will help lower your cholesterol. 200 to 300 milligrams daily.
Mm-hmm.
Niacin, 1,500 milligrams daily. Red yeast rice,
mm-hmm.
1,200 milligrams two times daily. And garlic,
oh, mm-hmm.
500 milligrams daily.
I have a question, though, Miss Shirley. When you're saying all these vitamins, because there is so much out there, are you taking... You personally, are you taking all of these vitamins at once, or is there a vitamin that brings it together? Because sometimes when you go out there, it is very overwhelming.
It is very overwhelming, and I do take a series of vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you have to choose which ones. Is in your best interest what at that time. I take the red yeast rice because I need for cholesterol. I take coconut oil because it does your skin and it's a good fat. Okay. I do take a multivitamin. I do take magnesium because of my back and stuff. You have to actually be your own research thing. What are your ailments? And you can go to somewhere like Garner. They're not doctors. Don't misunderstand me. But they will suggest and say, this may help you in this area. You can choose to take it, not choose. You can try it. If it doesn't work, you can not. I'm just saying, if we rely on our medical doctors, you're always going to get the chemicals.
Right.
And it's more chemicals. So you have to choose. No, you can't take them all. There's a wide variety that I know about that I don't take. But I take the ones that I feel that I need. There's one that I'm going to start taking. I have it because I've heard really good reviews about it. It's not a vitamin. You've probably seen it on TV. It's called Prevagen. Prevagen is supposed to be really good for memory. And
for your brain.
I saw a lady in the vitamin shop one day, and she was like, this really works. Now she had no, I'm just saying, she didn't work there, she wasn't whatever. Mm-hmm. So I've heard very good things about that. So that is something that I will be looking at taking. Okay. I also take turmeric. Turmeric is great for inflammation. Okay.
Where's my turmeric box?
This is my turmeric box. This is the one I take. I get it at Sam's. I was there the other day and they didn't have any. I don't know what's going on with that. Okay. But that's the turmeric that I take. This is one of the teas that I drink. High in antioxidants. Yerba mate. That's supposed to be one. Green tea is supposed to be high in antioxidants. Okay. So
green tea is supposed to be the best thing you can drink in the world.
Okay, so I drink that now. I don't drink coffee in the morning. I drink green tea. I put my milk in it, but I drink green tea. I drink something like that. And when you do teas, there are teas with caffeine and non-caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
So I get my caffeine through tea. And it's a lot different than the coffee for me. Okay, one other thing I want you to know about, I take this. This is a green superfood for energy. I put this in my, it's a plant type caffeine. Okay? Green superfood energy. It comes in different flavors. I like this one because they have, this one is energy, and they have other things that you can take that this company make, Amazing Grass. But I like the energy.
Yeah.
I like the energy one of it. Okay, so I take that. I'm done.
Okay, before we do questions, okay? One thing that we have to realize is the process. You have to get there.
Yes.
This can be very overwhelming. It's a lot of information. It's going to be on our website, so you can go back if you didn't get any of it. But the main thing is you have to retrain yourself and rethink the way you eat. And start out with small little things. Don't become overwhelmed. Start out with small things and gradually. Okay,
Well, we'll take some questions briefly because we have some other things we need to move on to, and we're going to continue this conversation again later. This is not the end of it. So briefly, Carmen, do you have anything to add about the kombucha?
Yeah,
you have a personal testimony.
I'm just going to be real quick. We really should break this down into 2-3 Sundays.
We'll revisit it again.
Yeah, because it is that good. I do have, and I can make more copies with kombucha. Real quick, short. My life is just where the Lord puts me in the right place at the right time to hear stuff for various reasons, and that's how I came across kombucha. And then Shirley and I, doing the dishes at Christ Central, I brought it up, and then she was saying how she knew it. She took it a pill from. I said, girl, you knew all this, and you didn't tell me. I had to find out from a stranger. So that's how this kind of stuff started, because then it launched me into looking at more stuff, and Shirley was already. Looking online, I probably read 5 or 6 different people, because you do need to be careful. And then when you find that same vein in 2 or 3 people, like Jesus says, you'll have a witness. That's when I realized that it was good. And then I went to Dr. Axe, found out about him with that. And I just found that his reading, his explanations were easier than other people. Did you find that? Mm-hmm. I found that Dr. Axe was very simple to understand. So right now I've got 6 of Dr. Kombucha that I copied and pasted from online. You can make kombucha. He's got that on his line, but I took it out of here. So you can look it up yourself. I do have it if you want it. But making your own kombucha can be very dangerous. You can make it, but remembering that it's live, even if your kitchen is extremely clean, you can get one bad bacteria to get into that batch, and you'll do the opposite. So I prefer to buy it from people that know what they're doing, because if I get sick from it, that you're the only 2 that I drink from. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I've got these here. So if one per family or so, it's good reading. It's got the benefits in here. The only drawback, it's in here too, that Dr. Axe says that the only drawback that he had found was because of the acidic. It's a natural acidic, like your tomatoes and so forth. He says it's with some people's teeth. Their enamel's not as strong as others. He suggests that after you drink it, that you should swish your mouth with water. Just for a few minutes, swish your mouth out. Now, I have come to where even the first time drinking it, probably the second time was when I really tasted it more. But I like kombucha so much, I drop a straw down in my bottle, and I just drink. I drink a whole bottle within about 10 to 20 minutes, depending if I get interrupted. And I wait about 10, 15 minutes later because I like the taste of it in my mouth, and then I just swish my mouth out with that. Okay, after I went to the store to search for the kombucha, and I can tell y'all the details later how that came about, because I just love the details of God. After about 3 weeks of drinking it, because I liked it very much, I looked in the mirror one day and I was like, my face is smaller. But nobody ever said anything. Anna kept saying, oh, Carmen, no, it's the fast. And I was like, no. We've been on fast, and I have not lost an ounce. Then one day I looked down, Kathy came out, I said, these are my other jeans. I said, look at my jeans. Then I jumped. This was about 6 weeks after drinking it. I jumped and I said, my knees don't hurt. Because I was bending down, and that's when I kept saying, oh, Lord, I'm not even middle-aged. I'm going for 120. I'm not even middle-aged, and I'm bending down, and when I get up, my knees are sore, and I'm like, no. I said, Lord, I got to make a difference in my life. I got to do some things. So I realized I had a lump on the side of my finger. I woke up one morning, I don't know, sometime the earlier part of this year. And I said, what are you? I said, you're going to get out of my body in the name of Jesus. Well, it kept growing and it got red. And I said, inflammation. I knew right then. I said, inflammation. I said, no, 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 no. So then it's months later, find out. So then I look down again after drinking kombucha. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going down. Look later, it's gone. I jump. My knees don't hurt. And then a customer came in about 2 weeks ago. She walked in. The first thing she said, Carmen, your face is smaller. I said, thank you. Finally. Now, Kathy kept saying I look different, but she didn't make the detail. She didn't say your face. I kept saying my face looks smaller. So Margaret came in. She said that. I said, oh, hallelujah. Finally, somebody. Now, my stomach... Because my mom had always taught me to hold my gut in. You should hold your gut in even now. When I was growing up, no girls hung their gut out. We were made to hold our gut in. My mom would pop my gut and say, hold it in. Well, I learned since then in my adult life that if you ever had to have surgery, your stomach wall needs to be firm and tight for the surgery to even be the better. My mom says when you're 40 and you've had babies, you'll come back and you'll thank me. See, I don't have that little pooch that I had babies. When I got 40 after I had Rachel, I came out to my mom and I said, thank you. Even when I had my girls, I held my stomach in. People said, you're not. I said, yes, I did. I was big pregnant, but I held my gut in. Your gut is so important.
It is.
And everything that Shirley said about the gut, and then with that. But now one day I sat down and I said, what's that? Because I always had a flat stomach even after I had my girls. And it was this roll, and I said, oh, no, no, and then another one, and that's from this thing stretching out. So now I need to exercise to tighten this, but with this kombucha, now I'm sitting down, and the stomach's not as big. The rolls are shrinking.
Amen.
Now, it's still flabby, but the rolls, no, they're shrinking.
Amen.
They're shrinking. Amen. So, this kombucha is purging out the inflammation in my body. Now, I still have a responsibility to get on those exercise machines and tighten all this up and holding my gut in, because then that helps with posture and all of that. Okay?
Okay.
So, have lots of other things to say, but not for today, because we have to have more, because God wants our temple healthy.
Yes.
And I will end it with this, because I keep encouraging my husband on these other, but I eat these good things where I get them from, but it's like what Shirley says and what I keep telling him. Our farmers have not let the land rest. We're eating the broccoli, we're eating this, we're eating that, but they don't have the same nutrients in it that they do from back in the day. There was probably about 20 years ago that, I don't know if y'all remember, but the Midwest was a drought. Believers were praying for rain, for rain. They didn't get rain before, it was over a year. Kenneth Copeland cried out to God and said, why aren't you sending the rain? We are praying for the rain. God says, I will not send it. He said, why, Lord? He said, because they have disobeyed my laws and will not let the land rest. If I send the rain, they'll go right back out, because the farmers couldn't even plant. They thought we were going to have a corn shortage and all of that. The farm, he said, they'll go right back out and plant. He said, so I'm not sending it because the land, they couldn't even plow it up. It was dust. They couldn't plant a seed. Wow. God says, I'm not sending it because they have disobeyed my laws and they won't let the land rest. They are overworking it. I never forgot that, listening to that on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Always remembered that. So we do need to take these and go into places like Garner's. Yes, it costs a little bit more. It costs me a little bit more to drink the kombucha, but you know what? I'm not stretching out. Have I drank Coke since then? Yes. But do I drink as much as I did? No. It's lessening. Do I still eat chocolate? Yes, but I prefer dark chocolate anyway, but I'm not eating as much dark chocolate. And then you need to get the best that you can.
Organic.
So the money I'm spending on the kombucha, I'm just trading out for I ate.
That's right.
I'm not eating as much of that because you know what
Jesus said. That's the key right there.
Jesus said when you're satisfied.
That's right.
See, and also we're surely brought up about some of these things level out the other things in your body.
Yes.
Because those, the kombucha, all those probiotics, all those things, they level out what's in your body. When they're leveled out and they're not all, the good stuff, they're not all over, they're all over the place because you're, the bad stuff's all over the place. When the good stuff in your body levels out, your body says, I'm satisfied with sugar right now. You don't need any. You don't. I'm almost finding myself to force myself to eat a cookie because I hadn't had one. And I really don't want one. I'm like, oh, come, you haven't had a cookie in 2 days. Go get a cookie. I'm almost forcing myself to eat a cookie. I could put away a Chip Ahoy thing by myself in 2 days. That's ridiculous. Because of working so much in energy, and I was eating that instead of eating. So the kombucha has already changed my life. And I want to do the magnesium and all that, and I haven't yet, but I will.
Yes.
But I will because I need it. Because I need to sleep at night. I don't sleep. So and I'm working 24/7 and I don't sleep. Because I'm working so much and all the... Anyway.
Let me add one other thought.
It's all so good.
One other thought and we're going to wrap it up. And that is, even though it's a little bit more expensive, we can find because it is so more expensive, we're having smaller portions. And because it's better for us, it'll satisfy us. But you've got to try it. You'll like it.
Yes.
Try it. You've got to do it. Okay, so we're going to continue this. But first, let's thank Shirley for all of her research, John, and Carmen. And stay tuned. We're coming back next week with the same thing. Okay?